This is Brother Ian Tavener here at Shaw Foundation Baptist Church UK. This third short video in our New Believer series is to show you how to pray. See, there are many misconceptions, many bad teachings about prayer, often coming from the big false religions out there. Now, praying itself is such a great blessing that we're able to do it, and there's no magic words, no special routines that we have to go to when we pray. And there is a great passage in the Bible which just makes it really clear about how we should pray and how we shouldn't pray. So in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 5, Jesus says, "When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." Now, there are many people in the world that pray to be seen to be praying. And Jesus is saying, that's not how we should be praying. We shouldn't be praying to be seen by other people. A prayer is between you and God. In verse 6, he says, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." So the majority of our prayer life should be private, personal prayer between us and God. Sure, we all pray at church as well, but we should be making special time to pray to God privately on our own. In verse 7, he says, "But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking." So vain repetitions are empty, repetitive prayers. And how often have we heard that, seen that amongst all these different religions where they're chanting things? They're not even thinking about the words. They're just repeating words, chanting words, reading words. No, that's not the sort of praying that we should be doing. Verse 8, Jesus says, "Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him." So God knows what we want. God knows what we need, but he still wants us to ask. And he likes to hear us asking, but in the same way, he doesn't want to hear us just repeating things. Think any of you that are parents, how annoying it is when a child just keeps repeating the same thing over and over again. That's pretty irritating. And you can imagine God probably isn't happy when we're just repeating the same words without even thinking about what we're saying. In verse 9, Jesus said, "After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Okay, so if we're a child of God, that means that God is our heavenly Father. That's why we call him Father, our Father which art in heaven. He said, "Hallowed be thy name." Okay, that means sacred or holy. So we're acknowledging how holy and sacred God is. It then goes on to say, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on in earth as it is in heaven." Okay, so we should be praying for God's kingdom to come, and we should be praying for his will. In fact, everything we're praying for is according to God's will. See, there are many people out there, there are people called Calvinists, that believe that everything God wants is done in this earth. But no, God gives us free will. He gives us free will. And that free will means that many, many bad things happen in the world, but it's not because God wants them to happen. And we should be praying for God's will to be done in the earth. He goes on to say, "Give us this day our daily bread." So that's representing us praying for our daily needs. We should pray for the things we need in life. We should be praying for our food and our clothing and shelter and other things that we need to live life and to live life for God. Verse 12 says, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." So this isn't talking about salvation. This isn't talking about getting saved by God because you've forgiven other people. This is our daily life after being saved. See, God hears us once we're saved. And when we're praying to God, we're asking him to also forgive the sins that we regularly do in life. See, we have to acknowledge our sins and we acknowledge them in prayer and God will forgive us. And if we don't acknowledge our sins, and if we don't forgive others, then God will regularly chastise us, punish us for those sins that we commit on a day-to-day basis. He goes on to say, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." So leading us not into temptation is basically asking God to help us to avoid the trials and the evils in life. And he says, but deliver us from evil. So that's to help us to escape from the bad things that happen. He says, for thine is the kingdom and the power. And again, we're just acknowledging God's greatness. We're acknowledging that God is almighty, he's all powerful. And then it says, and the glory forever, amen. And amen means truth. It's a way of ending a prayer, of sincerely ending a prayer. And that's what we're saying at the end of that prayer. And this is often called the Lord's Prayer. But in verse 9, he said, after this manner pray ye. He didn't say, pray these exact words and repeat them daily or weekly. He just gave us an example of a way of praying. And this is a great example for us. But whether or not we copy this structure or we just pray in our own words, in our own ways, if we just pray throughout the day, which is something we should do, and or if we pray with long set prayers such as this, either way, God hears us and it's a great blessing to have. And it's something that we should make sure that we grab hold of and we pray to God on a daily basis. Hope that's helped. God bless you.